Vaccine passports will soon be the ticket to a trim at the hairdressers and a gym workout, but should they also be required for travel between regions? The government is currently considering making vaccination a prerequisite for crossing regional boundaries. Now, the trucking industry is pushing back, saying it would snarl up fragile supply chains in the lead-up to the silly season and add to its driver shortage. Amy Williams filed this report.
Auckland has been nicknamed COVID Central, and anyone leaving for essential reasons must return a negative COVID-19 test in the 7 days before they cross the border. But the testing regime did not catch an unvaccinated person who tested positive for the virus in Christchurch following a visit to Auckland. And now there are calls for vaccination to be a requirement for anyone leaving the region. Transporting New Zealand Chief Executive Nick Leggett says that'd be a problem because the sector's already struggling to keep up with demand.
We have a shortage of drivers. We have a shortage of people in the overall freight industry. We've got issues with the ships being able to call at our ports and actually be coming to our ports. We are compromised. Compulsory vaccine requirement at borders, I think, would cause significant disruption and slow our economy even further at a time when we can't afford it.
He says drivers do not pose a great risk of transferring COVID to other people.
It's a solitary occupation for much of the time. Drivers are sitting in their cabs, often not interacting, and when they do interact, they can have decent PPE and keep distance. So I think we shouldn't run down a rabbit hole and compromise our supply chain potentially unless we really know what we're going to gain from a vaccine border mandate.
Nick Leggett says a recent survey of 300 transport operators showed 28% would not have enough truckies to run their business if a mandate was introduced. First Union Secretary Jared Abbott says unvaccinated drivers would probably lose their jobs, exacerbating the existing shortage.
We have a real driver shortage in New Zealand, and you know, where we've seen these kind of mandates come in place on top of the driver shortage internationally, it has had impacts on being able to transport freight, which obviously we rely heavily on in every way of our lives.
He says there is some vaccine hesitancy in the sector, but the percentage of workers that is immunised is unknown.
I do know that there is a number of truck drivers that aren't comfortable getting vaccinations yet. So I think there will be obviously pushback from those people, but I can't speak on behalf of the companies that employ them.
COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins has confirmed a vaccine mandate for interregional travel is under discussion, including for domestic flights. He says on the roads there are practical considerations such as keeping supply lines moving with minimal disruption. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says people transporting goods are not to blame for spreading the disease in the current outbreak.
It's almost entirely been within close contact settings, largely in the home, but also in close contact within workplaces. So actually people in workplaces that are indoor are much more at risk than people who may have contact with drivers or others who are going about their work.
As for Auckland's border, Dr. Bloomfield says there's been a high level of compliance with the testing regime.